Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. Two for one, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday afternoon. Some show notes if you are looking for pro wrestling today. WCWO in Indianapolis as usual at the Outlaw Arena. SGWA in South Haven, Mississippi. ACW in Chelsea, Alabama. VPW in Santa Maria, California. AIW in Cleveland, Ohio. Tomorrow night, ASPW in Shelbyville, Indiana. MSWA in Rockwood, Tennessee. MCW in Galena, Maryland. GSW in Moosic, Pennsylvania. TPW in Talladega, Alabama. ECCW in Vancouver, British Columbia. USWA in Jacksonville, Florida. RCW in Chatsworth, Georgia. New Wave Pro in Terre Haute, Indiana. RCW in Elkhart, Indiana. IWI in St. Paul, Minnesota. PWE in Jackson, Mississippi. LPW in Clinton, Massachusetts. Dreamwave in LaSalle, Illinois. Warriors of Wrestling in Staten Island, New York. ASWA in Mansfield, Ohio. NWA in Marion, Ohio. RWA in Providence, Rhode Island. Reality of Wrestling in Texas City, Texas. WPW in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And also this week, the 51st Cauliflower Alley Club meeting. So lots of wrestling going on. Huge week as the CAC is happening. QT, sounds like a big week for pro wrestling.
It is a big week for pro wrestling following WrestleMania. I'm pretty intrigued by that 51st meeting of the Cauliflower Alley Club. There's several Northwest wrestlers that I hear are going to make their way down to the Cauliflower Alley Club. Could you fill us in on what wrestlers are going, Sungai?
Lots of people going down. I know Kevin Sullivan is supposed to be down there. I believe Coach Mike Jones is headed down. Stuart Kemp is headed down there. Also representing NWA Blue Collar Wrestling, the owners of the company will be there, and also the team of Bad Blood, Buddy Highway, and Lone Star will be meeting a representative of NWA Circle City out of Indianapolis, and that's been changed minorly. It will now feature Rob Kincaid, Jake A.O., and the new addition to the team, Mike King. And also Dice Man Ronnie Vegas is out there.
Wow, all right, okay. Lots of Northwest representatives. Now, will Dale Houston be going down there?
Not to my knowledge, but it is possible.
Do you ever suppose there will be a time, Sign Guy, when Dale Houston will meet Coach Mike Jones at the Cauliflower Alley Club, take out his false teeth, and bite Coach Mike Jones with his false teeth?
I would say that's more likely to happen at Paul Blanita's than a CAC, but you never know.
I'd pay huge money for that to happen at the Cauliflower Alley Club. Yes.
So you're saying you would pay the $300 lifetime membership fee just to have that happen?
Well, I myself would be hoping for a reduced fee, say like $40 for a one-time appearance fee. Yes.
I see.
It all depends, Sign Guy, on what appetizers they serve at the Cauliflower Alley Club. I mean, if the appetizers are good and Bad Blood didn't have a sneak attack on me, I think I might sign up for a lifetime membership.
I can confirm that the food there is supposed to be very good. Lots of varieties, not just appetizers. And there is such a thing. It might be wrestlers only, but I'm not positive on that. But they have an annual tradition called the Bologna Blowout.
The Bologna Blowout?
Yes, it is a deal where they get together, swap stories, have bologna sandwiches. It kind of references back in the old days when wrestlers would start out. They would generally buy a loaf of bread and a pack of bologna to last them a week because they weren't making that much money when they were very first starting.
I see. Well, if it's top quality boar's head garlic bologna, well, and maybe a gourmet mustard, I'm a pretty big fan of those sandwiches. Yes. I mean, I think you could find that at the Grateful Bread, probably, bagel shop and bakery in Seattle. Could you find garlic bologna, a gourmet mustard, and maybe on a bagel?
That I'm not aware of, but it's possible. You might have to swing in there and investigate.
Oh, okay, yes. Or I could maybe just stop by your house and fix you a gourmet bagel toasted with garlic bologna and a nice mustard, yes.
I see.
Well, Sangay, can you tell us if there's going to be any action at La Problemita's in Bremerton, Washington this weekend?
No, they are not running this week. Next show for SCW is next Saturday. That will be back at the Tribal Gym in Paulsbo.
Oh, wow. Okay, Tribal Gym in Paulsbo. Any heads up on the competitors that we'll see in this match?
Main event of the evening scheduled to be Ian Bear versus Triple D.
Oh, now, Sign, you know I'm a huge fan of Ian Bear, but I'm also pretty much a fan of Triple D. Any chance that Triple D will listen to QT Vokes' suggestion, and due to QT Vokes' fact that he did serve 20 years in the military, he could be an honorary walk-down of Triple D to the ring and then have QT quietly sit in the seats behind the barricade?
You'd have to talk to the new commissioner, Victor I. Price, on that.
I see. Yes, Victor I. Price. He did. What is the new commissioner? Yes. Could you put in a word for me with Victor? Yes.
I could try.
I've always wanted to be an escort. That's what I'm getting at.
So your dream in life is to be a small Ford.
Oh, well, Ford Escort, yes. Yes.
I don't know how Beast Barnett would feel about that.
I see. Well, it's either that or I drive a new Ford Escort to the Weather Club with Devin South Park Bellinger. Yes.
Now, I believe there is a brand new correspondent in the Weather Club. Is that correct?
That is true, Sign Guy. Our new Midwest correspondent that is responsible for taking dew-point readings in Hanover, Indiana, Beth Sharp. Yes, weather person Beth Sharp. I can't say weather girl or weather man, you know, in these PC times. But it is Beth Sharp. Dave Barnett, condolences to you. You ran a very good campaign. I did take a look at your resume, and you fell just a little bit short. Yes. Try not to drink so much and drown your sorrows at the Waffle House in Hanover. Yes.
Do they serve alcohol at the Waffle House in Hanover?
Well, people are widely known to bring small flasks into the Waffle House as they are ordering. They're scattered, smothered, and covered hash browns. Yes.
I see. Now, what would you put in said flask if you were headed to the Hanover Waffle House, QT?
I think I'd put in a Kentucky bourbon. Yes.
Would that be Jim Beam?
Ooh, wow, Jim Beam. A yellow, some of those caramel-colored whiskeys, the brown ones, give you wicked hangovers. Jeez. If I did think a flask to a Waffle House, it'd probably be with whiskey diluted with spring water. Those. It seems like brown whiskey gives you the most wicked hangovers. Yes. Now, if I were going with Dave the Beast Barnett, he would probably sneak in maybe some peppermint schnapps. Yes.
Well, do you think Beast Barnett is a peppermint schnapps fan?
Yes, and I hear that he mixes that with Rainier beer.
Really? Now, how would Beast Barnett have access to Rainier beer?
Well, I'd ship him some. Ship him some, yes.
Oh, okay. Now I have confirmation, QT. There is no Waffle House in Hanover, Indiana. However, there is a Waffle House in Hanover, New Hampshire.
Hanover, New Hampshire? I wouldn't want to travel that far. I don't think
I believe there's also one in Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Oh, all right. Well, Hanover, Pennsylvania. I guess I could go there. Yes.
All right.
Well, yes. Well, speaking of the Weather Club, I'd like to report to Devin Bellinger and give him a Flash Points bulletin that it's supposed to snow in Pennsylvania today and tomorrow. Very cold temperatures are gripping the Northeast, Pennsylvania on down, Kentucky. Maybe Sharp Pain Jonak will get a dusting of the snow. Yes.
And do you think she'll get between 2 to 2.25 inches?
2 inches tops in Kentucky, if that. Yes. However, the high temperatures there in western Kentucky are only supposed to get to like 48 today at the most and then plunge overnight. Yes.
That's fairly cold for this time of year. Now, up here, significantly warmer, which is a bit ironic, isn't it?
Yes, there's a huge dip in the jet stream, dividing half the country. Yes, I think if you go, it's pretty much the dividing line is Iowa.
Now, can you confirm if it is actually warmer in Alaska today than it is in Kentucky?
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to do some research into that. Yes. As you know, Ketchikan and Juneau and Sitka, they're right on the ocean there. And I had a weather question about Juneau I was going to ask Kyle Maverick. Hopefully he can call in. Yes. But Southwest Alaska, those chains of islands, boy, they got a nice air conditioning up there due to the fact that they're right near the ocean. Yes.
Now, what would you guess is the weather today in Dillingham, Alaska?
Oh boy. Now, how far from that is from Anchorage is that?
I believe it's significantly far. Dillingham, very close to the northern tip of Alaska.
Oh, wow. Up near Barrow, huh?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say, boy, they still got some Arctic air locked in up there. I'm going to say the high is probably around 25. Overnight low is probably around 18.
I'm going to look this up while we speak, and we will get the answer to the current weather conditions in Dillingham, Alaska, as compared to that of Kentucky. Here we go.
I'm looking forward to this. Yes.
It is cloudy, 40 degrees, zero precipitation, humidity at 79%, with 8-mile-per-hour winds.
Overcast.
Expecting rainfall later today through tomorrow.
Rainfall that far north?
That's what it's saying.
Holy smokes. Wow, well, now what did I say the high degree would be?
28.
Oh, I see. Well, I was kind of off on that. A little bit not as successful as I am in guessing wrestlers' height and weights.
That is true.
Which I am. I currently, I believe, 58-2-1. My tie being pretty close. Controversial, but I did give my, how would you say, qualifications, standards of having said tie right on the borderline between pass and fail. One of my two losses was to Stevie Sharpane Jonak. I kind of estimated that she was 4.5 feet tall. I think I said 150 pounds at the time. I was pretty far off.
Yeah, that's not close. Now, can you confirm whom the tie was for?
Wow. Hey, you know, I want to say it might have been Aaron Bolo.
All right. Now, how do you get a tie instead of weather-related height and weight wrestler video analysis guessing?
Well, as you know, Sun Guy, my criteria has to be I have to be within 1/2 inch to about 1 3/8 inch in height. Very, very hard to do. And I have to be within about off. I can be, I think, 10 to 13 pounds off of a wrestler's weight. Yes.
All right.
I mean,
now, what would the video analysis tell you of one of our past guests whom you did not guess? I'm going to go back to earlier this year, and I will throw out the name of Earl Cooter.
Oh, Earl Cooter?
Yes.
I see. Well, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners how far I was off?
Well, you did not guess yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty much of a criteria. Oh, boy. Earl Cooter. Well, I'd have to take another video analysis of him. Yes.
All right, I'll put in a slightly easier one. What does your analysis tell you for Tex Thompson?
Oh, now Tex Thompson, gee whiz, he keeps himself in pretty good shape. I'm going to guess Tex Thompson goes 5'11¼". Now he's done a little bit of bulking up lately. I'm going to say he comes in at a trim 180¼ pounds.
All right. We will ask him on the 17th of this month.
Now, I look forward to that, Sign Guy, because in addition to asking his height and weight, 5'11¼", 180, and did I say 1/2 pounds?
Yes.
We can also ask him about my foam rubber-encased stepladder match with Paul Moonshine.
The one that he already turned down?
Well, yeah, but if I talk to him in person, I think, and if I make eye contact with him, I think he'd pretty much. And a crisp $5 bill change stands, I think, yeah, it might sway his mind. Yes.
Well, you did ask him in person looking dead in his eye. You really think the $5 will be the difference maker?
Yeah, I know, but I'm hoping that he forgets that encounter. But yeah, because I did see his eyes glaze over. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Hopefully,
that and with my
Tex Thompson will be able to authenticate his height and weight for us on the 17th when he returns from the CAC.
I'm hoping if I'm spot on in my analysis that he'll give me another chance, and maybe we could work out a contract.
Now, would you have a manager go over this contract for you? Would you be hiring the services of, say, Minion?
Oh, Minion. Oh, boy, I don't know. Ever since I've seen Bad Blood in action, well, maybe Gregor Petrov. Who would go over my contract? It'd be either Bad Blood or Gregor Petrov.
All right.
Hey, Gregor Petrov and I seem to have a connection, philosophically, yes. I think Gregor Petrov would be the man for the job to go over my stepladder contract match with Tex Thompson. Yes.
I see.
Now, Sange, speaking of, well, it wasn't really a stepladder match. Did you yourself have a chance to see the Simon Says versus Kyle Maverick match?
I did see said match, yes.
In analysis of this match, I took, of course, whenever I video analyze a match, I look carefully at the venue that they're wrestling in. Now, this was a D1W. What's that stand for? Demolish One Wrestling?
Destination One Wrestling.
Destination One Wrestling. I saw two maps of Indiana on the wall. Can you tell us, our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners, where exactly in Indiana this match took place?
I believe that it took place in New Albany, but I'm not 100% certain on that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I got to tell you, son, guy, Simon Says he had a surly attitude. He came out and he didn't get along at all with the fans, kind of insulting them. Especially this one lady in green, kind of threatened several kids at the ringside. He kind of had a shark boy attitude about him. Shark boy.
So you're saying he thought he was a shark?
Well, I think he pretty much had a temperament of a great white, yes. Quite the opposite of Kyle Maverick, who came out and got along pretty well with the fans. In fact, Kyle Maverick gave a hug to that lady in the green that Simon Says insulted a couple minutes before. Yes.
Do you think that she later purchased a Kyle Maverick t-shirt?
Well, I got to tell you, son guy, Kyle Maverick came out in that nice t-shirt, kind of cut off at the sleeves from what I remember, and he was wearing those nice wrestling boots. I always take a look in this when I video analysis of a wrestler's footwear. Very important to wear stable boots. You know, ankles can't... Put it this way, in improper boots, wrestlers can readily sprain or snap their ankles. Yes, especially if they're landing
from
high heights.
My passively broken ankle at the hands of Sean Kemp?
Yes.
Now, I credit good ankle support in my boots as what kept the bones from protruding out through the skin.
Ow! I think you would have gotten into shock there. What would your pain level have been if a nurse would have asked you? Right around probably near an 8. Yes.
What it actually was, or what it would have been had they popped out of the skin?
Oh, both.
Well, actual pain scale I gave the nurse was a 5.5 to a 6. If it was protruding out, I'm going to guess 6.5, maybe.
All right, 6.5. Okay, very good. Okay, we'll see. I'm going to say it was more, well, it depends. Once the kind of like the shock wore off, I'm going to say that you were probably more of a 7. Now, Sunday, did they give you any ibuprofen for this? Ibuprofen.
They gave me a prescription, but I didn't really take anything because I wasn't in a great deal of pain, though.
Okay, all right, duly noted, okay. Now, Sangay, I was going to ask Kyle Maverick, and I hope that he still shows up. Maybe he got the
There's
time
a chance
zone.
He might.
Yes. Now, I myself once had a problem with time zone times with Brittany Brown. Yes. Hoping to mend the fences with Brittany Brown, I sent her a book. She may appear on Armed Forces Global Radio, another podcast that I am a member of. However, you know, when I was looking at this Kyle Maverick video, if you freeze the video at the 11:19 mark, when Simon Says threw Kyle Maverick into the corner, if you look up at the ceiling, you can see one of the overhead lights, and it has a weird green glow around the base of this light. Several lights in this video had this green glow near them, including at the 3:47 mark, two overhead gym lights are giving off a weird greenish glow. That was when Kyle was just making his entrance into the ring, and you could see those nice blue boots. But getting back to these green lights, I'm worried about the overhead electrical system in this gym. I may have to contact the commissioner at D1W. That's what I'm getting at. I don't want a fire to happen at this gym. Yes.
I'm sure the gym would prefer a fire not happen either. But let's see, I believe we might have our guest with us. Do we have Kyle Maverick with us?
What's going on, guys?
Well, thank you for joining us today. Appreciate having you on.
Ask him about the green lights.
All right, well, to start, we generally ask our guest, what led you to get into the professional wrestling industry?
I'm a competitive person. I just like to, I like to compete, and, I did MMA for a while, and prior to that, I mean, I was trained in wrestling, and I refereed for a while, so, I mean, it's just like a natural progression of competition and just kind of wanting to push myself to do something, competitive and athletic and everything like that. So
you've competed for a wide variety of promotions. One of the ones that you've wrestled for recently is Emerge in Columbus, Indiana. What led you to take part in what is sort of a newer promotion? They've only been around about a year, but they have a pretty good talent roster going. What led you to that roster?
Led me to that roster was the high-level competition, guys like Anthony Totelli, Donnie Idol, new guys coming in like Zachary Wentz, and along with some other guys like Jordan Cage and Trevor Cork, Remy Wilkins, just kind of a lot of the guys that I was kind of coming up in the business with, and I just saw that they were on in this promotion, and I knew that was somewhere where I wanted to be, and it's also kind of close to my old hometown of Salem, Indiana, so yeah, that's kind of some things that led me to Emerge.
When you look at the roster for Emerge, they have a pretty diverse group there. They have everything from the great big brawlers to the smaller, quicker, high flyers to the more technically based. They have veterans. They have brand new rookies. Looking at that roster, what's some of your favorite style of matches to wrestle when you get in there with some of these people? Do you prefer the more technical side? Do you prefer to do a high flying match? What would you most prefer?
What kind of brings me to the forte is really diverse striking and combinations of hitting hard. So I like to utilize that, but I'm really, I feel like I can do almost about any style that anybody has, and I'd like to think I'm pretty well rounded, and I can kind of mold myself to the competition that I have in the ring. So, if it's up to me, I'd like to make it a more hard hitting contest.
One of the people that you've competed against in the past that incorporates that style quite a bit is from up in our region in the state of Washington. That would be Davey Richards. What was it like to wrestle against someone that has a lot of years of experience wrestling in that particular style?
Wrestling Davey, it was definitely like a learning experience because it was, he saw that, I was pretty decent with my striking, so he mixed in some of his catch-as-catch-can Brazilian jiu-jitsu style, and then once he kind of established the dominance over me on that, and then once he was going hold for hold and stuff, he was able to really kind of mix in his striking back into the arsenal and kind of really do a number on me. So I just learned how to, when I watch it, I learned now that I've got to mix everything up, got to kind of got to lead lead with the strikes to go into submissions and then work the submissions and then get back into the striking. So, yeah, it was definitely a learning experience. And you know, he's one tough dude, and he deserves every bit of praise that he can get.
In Emerge's short time so far, they have wrestled in a variety of different buildings so far. I know that you've competed all over the Midwest region. You've probably come across a wide variety of venues. To date, what's been the oddest venue where you've had to wrestle?
The oddest venue that I've had to wrestle was in a JD Byrider parking lot. Yeah, that was when I first started, and it was for what is now known as NWA Supreme out of Madison, Indiana. Yeah, it was a JD Byrider parking lot. That was pretty weird.
I understand a few promotions that way have annual shows at JD Byrider parking lot.
Yeah. In parking lot, it just kind of adds like the outside element to it. You know, who's more weather proven or who's withstanding the heat. And, you know, and once the canvas gets hot, you want to, it almost hurts to stay on the canvas. So kind of help some people get back up off the canvas.
Speaking of these outdoor shows, we're coming up on the season where a lot of promotions will start running them. What's your opinion on the outdoor shows? Do they present a different set of challenges for you as a performer besides the weather, or is an outdoor show just another show for you?
It doesn't really, I mean, with other than the weather, it's kind of, you get actually a little bit better air, better fresher air, as weird as that is to say. Being in some of these venues, you know, they've seen their athletic competition and then had their fair share of amount of sweat and whatnot dropped in it, and so it kind of gives you that advantage, but at the same time, you know, you're dealing with the heat. Plus, you get a lot of people to come in and see, which a lot of different variety of people to come in and see it that, you know, may not normally, because some of these shows are at like fairs and, you know, outdoor festivals and whatnot. So it poses like a little bit of a challenge, but not nothing that's going to be, you know, make or break of a performance.
Now, at this point in time, right now, wrestlers are gathering in Las Vegas, Nevada for the annual Cauliflower Alley Club. It's in its 51st year this year. Do you have any opinions on the Cauliflower Alley Club in general, and have you had experience at any of the festivities at the CAC?
I haven't had any experience at any of the festivities, but, you know, a Cauliflower Alley Club is really rich in tradition, and a lot of good, like, old school, you know, the old catch-as-catch-can style. Again, I'm going to bring up that term. I'm going to say that it's full of tradition, and I've got nothing but respect for the Cauliflower Alley Club. And where I haven't had any experience with it yet, I would love to get a chance to, you know, partake in some of those festivities, because a lot of the good old school names, that the legends that have been through the sport, are, you know, celebrated there and go through there. So I definitely would love to at some point. But, you know, as of right now, I just kind of got to worry about, you know, what I'm seeing in front of me and trying to conquer the next goal that I have. So yeah, before I can achieve the Cauliflower Alley Club, I gotta make sure I'm good at what I do.
At this point in time, my co-host QT standing by, and he has some questions, so does help you as I pass things over to QT.
All right. What's going on, my man?
Thank you, Sam. Hi, Kyle. How are you doing?
Doing good. At a Rockstar Pro's iPay-per-view right now, about ready to get this started. So doing pretty good on a Friday night.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you were drinking a Rockstar.
No. Not yet, anyway. Give that about 20 minutes.
Right.
Need some energy.
Well, when you first came on, you may have heard me. I asked Sign Guy immediately to ask you about the green lights. What I was referring to was I saw your video on YouTube, Simon Says versus Kyle Maverick. And right now I'm looking at when you freeze the frame at the 11:22 mark, Simon has you backed into a corner, and I believe he's about to give you a knife-edge chop. If you look at the ceiling at the 11:22 mark, you see an overhead light with a weird green glow at the base of this light. And you can also, if you freeze this video of you wrestling, Simon Says, at the 3:46 and 3:47 mark, when you're about to hop into the ring and you're on the turnbuckle there, you look up at the ceiling and you see two lights also that have this green glow near the base. Before you came on, I was asking Sign Guy if I should contact D1 Wrestling and talk to the venue supervisor of that gym and ask him about the overhead electrical system. That's what I was asking. Yes. A weird green glow.
All QT.
Oh, come on! That was a huge premise of my... Oh, boy. Okay. Well, all right. Well, we'll wait patiently for Kyle. Maybe he was traveling down the road and talking into a cell phone, maybe. A lot of times people are cut off like that. Yes.
That is true. Plus, sometimes at the venues, the cell service not the most reliable.
All right. You know what? I've gone over this green glowish light. I'm not going to ask Kyle about that when he gets back on. I'm just going to forward this to Devin Bellinger and ask his opinion. Yes.
That sounds reasonable.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Or if you want to comment on this green light, have you ever wrestled in a venue that has this green light, this weird greenish glow? Even all the other light fixtures are pretty much normal. Yes.
I don't recall a venue that had green light.
All right, Sign. Now you ask Kyle Maverick what the weirdest venue he wrestled in. We may have covered this before, but what's the weirdest venue that you have wrestled in?
I would say...
And I've seen you in some fairly weird ones.
That's true. I would say the NGW shows where it's in the middle of a park.
Middle of a park. Okay, very nice. Uh-huh. Okay.
Here's
now,
some
you
tree.
Weren't near an undisclosed tree?
They were disclosed because the fans were able to find it, but there were just trees, grass, and then a ring.
Oh, that sounds like Tacoma. Now, I went to a match in Tacoma where they had it in a park. Yes.
Probably the same one. Was Chief Atakulakula there?
Yes.
There you go. I'd say that was the oddest location.
Yeah, and I think Paul Servius was also there.
I believe he was in the ring with Chief Atakulakula.
Yes. Now, what would have happened if one of those squirrels came down from one of the trees that was near the ring and bit Paul Servius?
He would probably have to go to the hospital to get checked for rabies.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. Now, as you know, we ask the existential questions on this show. Now, Sign, you recently gave me the book Body Slam by Gary Michael Capetta, Memoirs of a Wrestling Pitchman, and I was looking over on page 188, and I'd like to read you a paragraph that stuck out at me. It's called Falls Count Anywhere in the World, Part 2. And it says, in a way, after so many months of touring the U.S., another round of hotels and airports and concert halls must have felt more normal than being home. After a while, as a veteran tour manager once said, you get so you have to look out the window and check the language of the street signs to know which country you're in. The shows themselves become sort of a maze, the band winding from one to another until they finally work their way out and return to homes they barely recall. It's no life for someone who doesn't love it, and it's no life for anyone who isn't traveling with friends. And the caption says, Dave March, Glory Days, Bruce Springsteen in the 1980s. Well, you know, I've read several accounts, and I know that you have too, of how days on the WWF can blur one into another, especially when they're traveling by airplane. You've got to sleep when you can, and sometimes your sleep itself is interrupted by wrestlers pulling hijinks. That can cut into your sleep. Yes.
Definitely can, especially if they're in the middle of trying to shave off your eyebrows or some such nonsense.
Yes, and they also write in felt pen on your face. Now, one of the most famous felt pen incidences, not in wrestling but on the Big Bang Theory, is when they wrote on Howard Wolowitz's face while he was up in space. They kind of made him out to be a mouse. Yes.
Now, there was also the episode of Friends when they went to Las Vegas and Rachel was on the airplane fast asleep while Ross drew a cat's face on her.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Very good. Ooh, cat's face. Okay. Well, Sign, I think Kyle's not going to show up. And I have Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. Would you like to be Kyle's substitute?
I will take his Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk.
Okay, very nice. Okay, here we go. All right, Fiddle House in the 90s or Fuller House today?
Fuller House today.
Wow, all right, okay. The Joker or the Riddler?
The Riddler.
Okay, but probably because of his maniacal laugh.
Partly.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Backbreaker or suplex?
Suplex.
Facebuster or Stone Cold Stunner?
Facebuster.
Choke Slam or Boston Crab?
Choke Slam.
Brie Bella or Nikki Bella?
Nikki Bella.
Dropkick or Leg Drop?
Leg Drop.
Cincinnati Reds of the 70s or Chicago Bulls of the 90s?
Cincinnati Reds of the 70s.
Oh, okay. Well, and in your opinion, will Golden State win their last three games to tie the Bulls?
I think they will.
Now, is it to tie or to beat by one? I think it's to beat by one.
No, they would tie, I believe.
Well, they are at 70 right now. Don't they play Memphis Grizzlies twice?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to check. I think they got, well, let me see now, 70 and 9, 79, 80, 81, 80. Yeah, they got three games left. Yes. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, let's see now. Sharpshooter or DDT?
Sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter, okay. Neckbreaker or Powerbomb?
Powerbomb.
Foghorn, Leghorn, or Daffy Duck?
Foghorn, Leghorn.
Rabbit Season or Duck Season?
Rabbit Season.
Okay, very good. Moonsault or Boston Crab?
Moonsault.
Boston Crab or Texas Barbecue Brisket?
Texas Barbecue Brisket.
Flying Clothesline or Frankensteiner?
Frankensteiner.
moonsault or 360 senton?
Moonsault.
Moonsault, okay. The Miz or Roman Reigns?
The Miz.
AJ Styles or Alberto Del Rio?
AJ Styles.
Damian Sandow or Devon Dudley?
Damian Sandow.
Dean Ambrose or Dolph Ziggler?
Dean Ambrose.
Or Woody Harrelson?
Whom and Woody Harrelson?
Yes.
Yes, and Woody Harrelson? Yes.
Oh, Woody Harrelson or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Indy 500 or NCAA basketball tournament bracket?
NCAA basketball tournament bracket.
Oh, all right. Speaking of which, how did you do in yours?
Horrible.
Oh, okay. Did you pick Michigan State right off the bat? That's what the Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners want to know.
No, I had Duke winning the tournament.
Ouch. Okay, yes. None of the number ones survived. Okay. All right, Leaping Lanny Poffle or Jumping Jim Brunzel?
Jumping Jim Brunzel.
All right, and that concludes Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. Thank you for participating. Yes.
All right.
Now, Sunday,
some word association for Kyle Maverick. Would you like to take on Kyle Maverick's word association?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Ricky Ruckus.
Oh, Ricky, I'm going to say Brother Love.
Karma.
Marilyn Monroe.
Davy Richards.
Michael Jackson.
Simon Says.
Palmolive antibacterial soap.
Jason Saint.
Unpaid electrical bill that caused the Dumb and Dumber cast to flee their ratty apartment. Yes.
John Gray.
Bush's Big Beans.
Aaron Anarchy.
Senton Gone Wrong.
Ace Perry.
Devastation Tidal Wave.
And the last one, Juicy Jimmy Fletcher.
Alaskan Tsunami.
All right. You went a little sideways there on one or two and gave much more than one to two words.
I realize that, yes.
All right. Well, hopefully Zane Paisley is listening and he will instantly forgive you for such.
What did I say? For
well,
Zane?
On Jason Saint, he gave around 25 words.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, I'll have to concentrate and narrow that down. Okay. Yes. Well, Sonny, can you tell our listeners who we have coming up Sunday?
Yes, I can. We have Vince Fahey, the founder of kayfabememories.com.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Okay. Any footage on YouTube out there?
Not to my knowledge, but if fans go to kayfabememories.com, they will get a good idea of what Vince Fahey's passion was in professional wrestling. He originated this site for the fans and the wrestlers of the territorial days. They've, in the last couple of years, relaxed it a bit to include the 90s as we lost more and more members that had been around in the territorial days of the 60s and 70s, but very much a website dedicated to the territorial era of professional wrestling. Lots of wrestling legends go to kayfabememories.com. Lots of longtime fans, people in the wrestling media frequent it. very, very good site that I recommend to anyone that has a passion for professional wrestling history.
Well, Kayfabe Memories. Okay. Have to look that up. Okay. Now, Sign Guy, will you yourself be going down to Blue Collar Wrestling this Sunday? Fans are starting to you haven't been there for 2 weeks straight.
I will not be there this week because there will be no NWA Blue Collar Wrestling show this week due to the Cauliflower Alley Club.
Ah, yes. Oh, okay. Let's see.
So there is a break from NWA Blue Collar as they gear up towards that CAC six-man tag team match.
All right. Very good. Okay. Now, Sign, I've often postulated on Turnbuckle Turmoil that the opening week of baseball and wrestling have a kind of like a symbiotic relationship, much like rock and roll and wrestling. What do you think about the Mariners?
WrestleMania is usually the day before opening day of baseball.
Now, does that always bear out, and has that indeed been the fact 9 out of the last 10 times?
9 out of the last 10, I believe so.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to do my homework and see exactly when the last 10 WrestleManias took place and when opening day was. Yes, very important homework assignment for me.
Now, can you update our listeners on the homework assignment of last week?
Now, was that a homework assignment I gave to Lila Lodge? I don't believe it is.
I believe so.
I don't know. Now, Lila Lodge, maybe you're right. I'm going to have to see if I can get my folder. Where is that? As you know, I was slightly disappointed that Lila Lodge cut her interview short. I had a lot of questions to ask her. Yes. Now, let's see. Where is my final? Oh, here it is. Oh, good, good, very good. Pretty much in the place where I left it. Okay, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, I gave Lila Lodge the homework assignment of, let's see here, Gregor Notified. Now, wait a second. Okay, Lila Lodge. Boy, I got Dave Barnett. See if Ireland has a tugboat fleet. Boy, let's see now. Earl Cooter, 131. Nurse Sanity, 25. Misty Lynn, that's February 5th. Haley Shadows, Bob Cook, Dave the Beast Barnett. Let's see now. I don't have anything for Lila Lodge. Get written down.
Oh. Well, can you update us the homework assignment of J.C. Rotten?
Let's see here. J.C. Rotten, their homework assignment. Let's see now.
I believe his homework is to look up a Sex Pistols video from Dave Letterman.
Oh, yeah, okay. Boy, let me see now. Let me see. Easter Sunday, Sexy Sean Casey. Faith Plus One with Cartman. Oh, yeah. Here it is. J.C. Rodden, yes. Look up the Sex Pistols, pretty vacant. Yes. I guess I'll have to ask if he did complete his assignment. Yes. Because, as you know, I have a Oh, wait a second. Homework assignment reminder sent. Well, okay. I think I got my assignments mixed up with the reminder sent page.
I see.
Okay. Yes, I've got let me see now. Homework assignment reminder sent on March 25th, I asked Gregor. Let me see now. Sign Guy sent Troy a reminder. Okay, Matt Tremont notified, and a reminder to Dave Starr and Ronnie Angel. I see. So what I have is the assignments mixed up with the assignment reminder page. I'm going to have to clarify that. Yes.
Now, did the reminders net any results besides Troy Miller? His homework had been completed.
Oh, he did. Okay, I'm very, very nice. Okay, yes. Boy, and what did they assign Troy Miller? Oh, yes, Listen to the Crusher by the Ramones. Yes. Very nice.
And he
Troy.
Did.
If you're listening, thank you. Yes. Wow, that referee in the match did strike Simon Says. Things are getting physical between Simon Says and the referee. Well, that referee is very nicely attired. I'd encourage all of you. Oh, now this manager in a golden lame shirt and bright blue pants just stomped on Kyle Maverick. This is a very good video. I'd encourage all our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners to look at this Simon Says and Kyle Maverick. Boy, this action is really heating up at the 13-minute mark. That referee is very nicely attired, by the way. Very crisp, the black and white zebra shirt. Very nice pants. His shoes could do a little bit of work. That's what I'm getting at, though. So, but you can't be perfect. So, very nice work by the referee in this match.
Very interesting. Now, QT, next Friday, we are scheduled to have Cole Radrick on the show. So hopefully Cole Radrick will be able to join us. Very good, high-flying, young cruiserweight wrestler. So you'll want to get familiar with Cole Radrick for next week.
All right, and cruiserweight, I'm going to guess this is the 185 to 190-pound mark?
Possibly. We'll ask him next week.
Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners before we sign off where this young Cole Radrick is from?
He is from the Terre Haute, Indiana region.
Okay, Terre Haute. Okay, very nice. Terre Haute, yes. Isn't that the home of Indiana State University, Terre Haute?
It is.
Oh, okay. All right, son guy. Well, you yourself have your homework assignment and look up that very north. Well, actually, we kind of did that. The northern Alaskan town where you reported on the temperature. Yes.
Willingham, Alaska, yes.
Can you forward that information today to Mr. Bellinger, South Park? Yes. Can you?
I will
can
try.
This information, very important. Yes. Oh, okay. Devin Bellinger. Okay, Cole Radrick, next Friday. Very nice. Okay.
Well, QT, I think that about does it for today. So thanks to Kyle Maverick calling in from the Rockstar Pro pay-per-view. And
yes,
we will be back with you Sunday afternoon. Vince Fahey with us. Also, before we go, just had the passing yesterday of the legendary Black Jack Mulligan. He, of course, the father of Barry Windham and Kendall Windham, father-in-law of Mike Rotundo, and he is the grandfather of Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt. So, patriarch of a very large wrestling family, very legendary competitor. We want to pay tribute to him, so we will hit the 10 bell before we leave today.